This is Dave Radlauer speaking with Bobby Bruce.
Yeah.
Bobby's been playing fiddle since he was a little guy in the 1920s, right?
Yeah, I was six. I was born in 1925.
You started real early in the vaudeville circuit.
Yeah, that's right. I was in the Keith Orpheum circuit with my mom, my sister, and I. We were called the Personality Kids. And we stayed close to home because we had to go to school every day after we'd work a job. We were living in Chicago, and we'd maybe
get... So you had a circuit out of Chicago?
Yeah, we'd get maybe as far as into Michigan a little bit or into Wisconsin a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But we had to get back in for school, so okay. We'd have to drive at night. I remember.
Now, this was a small troupe or...
No, it was my mom, my sister, and uh-huh. I.
You were booked as part of a larger show?
Yeah, part of a show, like
uh-huh.
Vaudeville.
Okay.
You know.
I've got it, but the people listening, vaudeville's a long time ago. That's 100 years ago. People, they've heard this word, but they don't understand what it was.
I'm almost 100 years old.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm 90.
Yeah, so talk a little about the vaudeville circuit in those days.
What we used to do is if we'd work a theater, there would be acts in front of us or acts behind us. What we had was songs, dances, and funny patter. And a couple of jokes here and there. And
what we now think of as a variety show.
Yeah. And I was about 9 or 10, and I'd play and sing
mm-hmm.
and tap dance and do acrobatics and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And my sister would also dance and tap dance and acrobatics and sing. And my mom sang and tap danced a little bit and told funny stories. She had long red hair, but she used to pack it all up underneath a big cap
mm-hmm.
that she wore on her head and dressed like a guy and blacked out a couple of front teeth, you know. And she'd do a clog of some sort that was kind of hillbilly,
uh-huh.
you know.
Now, in one of the interviews I read of you, you mentioned you heard a lot of music. You were exposed to a wide variety of music.
Oh, God, yes. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
I studied classically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
but the classical study came after the vaudeville time?
Oh, yeah, after the vaudeville time.
So before we leave vaudeville, do you have any little snatches of melody or things that you remember from those days that you used to play that are still with you?
Do you remember in radio Shandu the Magician?
I'll take your word for it.
Kind of a spooky...
okay, to get an atmosphere.
Shandu. And...
was there a specialty that you played on the fiddle in those days?
Yeah, I used to sing and play... Brother, can you spare a dime?
Excellent. Very nice.
Yeah, that was it. And then I had a little thing I did... with singing and playing, and then I would bend over backward on a soapbox I was sitting on, and they had a glass of colored water, you know, pink water,
uh-huh.
with tape around the top of it, and I'd bend over backward trying to sing and pick up that glass of water with my mouth.
Wow.
As I'm trying to play.
So you were a bit of a contortionist as
well.
Yeah,
and that was the finale, and we did a lot of applause, you know, and to a beg-off at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a hell of a good show. Yeah.